lado.
Jogam Ferrari Sádia,
Swapo Ali Sádia, Gaudia Diri. Mana aku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangimu mengagumimu menyayangimu dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Bunga Anggrek or Orchid by Endah Laras featuring Orkes Keroncong Swastika. The song created by the late renowned composer Ismail Marzuki was also released in Dutch with the title Als die Orchiden Bloeien. This song has been resung several times by a number of musicians and singers such as Hetikus Endang and Henry Rotin Sulu. The song tells a story of a love that ran aground due to betrayal. The emotional lyrics tell the story of the regret and disappointment of a lover who is abandoned by their partner after they promised to be together forever. The song captivates listeners with its heart-wrenching melody and touching lyrics, expressing feelings of sadness and loss due to love that has ended. Well, listener, here is Endah Laras featuring Orkes Keroncong Swastika with the Keroncong song Bunga Anggrek.
Aku ingat Listener, here is quote of the day. We must never stop speaking the truth. A quote from Muhammad Hatta. Listener, Muhammad Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom in diplomacy. And listener, that's quote of the day.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bagiku cinta itu sesuatu yang gila, sungguh gila. Kadang melebihi rasa dan logika sehingga tak mampu untuk berkata. Bagiku cinta tak harus terungkap, biarlah hati diam-diam suka. Bagiku cinta tak harus dipaksakan, kalau jodoh pasti bertemu. Bagiku cinta tak harus terungkap, biarlah hati diam-diam suka. Bagiku cinta tak harus dipaksakan, kalau jodoh pasti
I'm not afraid.
Esther de Marin and Fisheries Research Center of Syiah Kuala University, or PRKPUSK, jointly with the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, recently provided a new greenhouse facility for a fish processing group in Sabang City, Aceh Province. And the university team head, Haikal Azif Haridi, explained that although this group called Sabena has been operating successfully, of course there is still room for improvement. Reported by RRI.co.id, JICA Intem Consulting Team Leader Niwa Yekiase explained that his party trained the Sabena salted fish species owners before establishing the greenhouse. And according to Yekiase, in the next 1 or 2 years, the JICA team will monitor and evaluate whether the project is successful or not. And the Sabena salted fish processing operation, listener, is carried out by at least 8 to 10 residents of Jaboy village, primarily dominated by women. And they need to clean the fish and also dry the fish in the end. In the meantime, the owner of the fish drying business, M. Ahir, said they have long hope for facilities of this kind so that the salted fish business in Jaboy can continue to thrive.
Tanpa kau
You've just listened to Andin with Indahnya Dunia, How Beautiful the World Is. Well, we are just seeing today's beauty, but what about in the past? How beautiful is our Earth? Well, the only way for us to find about it is to go to museums, and luckily in Indonesia we have a museum for about the early man side, listener. So in Indonesia we have the Sangiran early man site, in which you will be learning about the how do I call it prehistoric man. Because Sangiran in Sragen, Karanganyar Central Java, is home to one of the world's most significant archaeological sites, reported by rri.co.id. The Sangiran Museum, listener, is divided into 5 clusters, and they have so many places. The first one is Krikilan Cluster. It provides a comprehensive overview of the Sangiran site, and in here you can find a wide range of fossils and artifacts. And then there is also the Dayu Cluster, focusing on human evolution, environment and culture over 1.2 to 0.6 million years, and the oldest artifacts dating 1.2 million years were discovered here. Imagine an artifact from 1.2 million years ago. And then there is also the Ngebung Cluster, highlights the site's history, discoveries and research, and also the Bukuran Cluster, focusing on human evolution and also a visible storage area, making everybody, including yourself, able to see the fossil collection firsthand. And the last one is the Manyarejo Cluster, a cluster that pays tribute to the researchers who have significantly contributed to our understanding of the Sangiran site. So if you have interest in Indonesia and also have a very great one for our history, the history of humanity, evolution and also science, I believe that Sangiran in Central Java is the best place for everybody.
Hanya sekali terucap lantang dari hati sang pemberani, komitmen nyata insan yang yo punya nyali. Dia yang terpilih temani hidup, terbang tinggi dan tersungkur jatuh pun dia sanggup. Semak belantara hingga dinar lampu kota, cukup dia menemani alam cerita. Dia yang kubayangkan menemani sampai tua, dia yang terang bersinar di antara bara. Dia adalah petunjuk dalam diriku bahwa dia murni pelengkap hidup paling paripurna. Jika dia hip-hop, aku fans berat dirinya. Dia adalah prinsip, aku adalah rima. Aku kan disikinya karena cukup dia.
Dihirupku ialah surga, bagiku dia tanpa sora. Ialah segalanya, cukup dia, cukup dia. Dihirupku ialah bintang, bagiku anugerah terindah. Ialah segalanya, cukup dia.
Idola, dia inspirasi, kompilasi dari berbagai inspirasi. Dia sempurna dari segala sisi, selalu mengisi. Aku Glenn Alinsky, dia Chelsea.
Dalam waktu, akulah menit, dia detiknya.
Dalam hidup, akulah raga, dialah nyawa.
Akulah tahta, dan dia wanitanya.
Dia, cukup dia, segalanya.
My lady, my lady, buat hidupku lebih sempurna. Warnai indah hariku saat bersama. Temukan arti tulus penuh makna cinta, seperti garam dan merica ciptakan rasa. Dan takkan ada yang lain yang bisa, bila satu mampu berikan ku yang panjang akhirnya tiba. Cukup dia satu, yeah, untuk selamanya.
Hidupku ialah surga bagiku, dia sang pesona. Ialah segalanya. Cukup dia, cukup dia. Ialah bintang bagiku, anugerah terindah. Ialah segalanya. Cukup dia, cukup dia.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Tubuhku, rebahkan jiwamu.
That was Alexa with Jangan Pernah Pergi or Never Go. So I wish that nobody is going to leave us and still listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on vonews.id and also the application RRI Digital. I would like to invite everybody who is listening to this broadcast to tell us what you think about our program. You can share it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, and also TikTok, VOI_official. And also, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official, so that you will not be missing a lot of good stuff coming from The Voice of Indonesia. And next, coming up on our playlist is a story about a very famous Indonesian music instrument made from bamboo. And of course, you cannot play it alone. You can actually play it alone, but it will be more fun to play it together with a lot of people. Like people said, the more, the merrier. And here is the story about angklung. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
My name is Valerie Reyes. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago. It was recent.
That was the atmosphere in an angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Saung Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yon Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah, itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat, ya saya sendiri enggak tahu itu kapan ya."
The bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was old media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Daeng Octaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selain repelo. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis. Jeng-jeng, 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 jeng-jeng. Itu dipergunakan untuk...
Initially, there was no tone, no salendro, nor pelok. Originally, angklung was just rhythmic music. Jeng-gon-jreng-gon-jreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Don-jreng-don-jreng-don-jreng, so there was no tune. But then, the outside Baduis created Dami-lalati-da-tunes, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Daeng Sutikna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Daeng tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played Angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, Angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do-Re-Mi Fa-Sol-La Si-Do is Mr. Daeng. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, Angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Erik, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year, and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again, so second time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time, and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music, because Angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu kita dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar-kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by short bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia, how they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012, Heydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini ane untuk saya.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class. Yeah, very easy. Back home, I have to, like, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master, Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Tapi yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that Angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to Angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve Angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah, untuk apa ya, mengantisipasi supaya...
In order to keep Angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angklung-related activities in schools. So Angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angklung instructors to train the students and to form Angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang...
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian,
because I think the conservation, development and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist Angklung, Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, Angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that Angklung is like this.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Lagu cinta biasa, hanya demi nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh.
Kau membebaskanku dan
ha, 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 ha.
Bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Kau memeluk aku, terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkila-kila. Hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Kadang erat kau memeluk aku. Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Padaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Aku tahu kau suka padaku.
The flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because Among the rocks, there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Angin malam mencekam, mengempas membelai wajah ayu. Itulah kenangan yang berani denganmu. Dekati dirimu, kau diam, tersungging senyuman di bibirmu. Itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu.
angin tetap berhembus tak henti, walaupun sampai akhir hidupku. Oh angin malam bawa daku kepadanya. Oh,
listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia wins BMTC 2025. Thousands homecoming train tickets sold. And here's the news in detail. The Indonesian badminton team win the Badminton Asia Mixed Team Championship or BAMTC 2025 in Qingdao, China on Sunday. The victory was secured after defeating the host China 3-1 in the final of mixed double, men's single and men's double. Quoted from Antara, this was Indonesia's first victory in BAMTC since it was held in 2017. Thousands train tickets for the upcoming It Homecoming 2025 has been sold. Reported by RRI.co.id, Railway Operator PT KAI Surabaya Region PR Manager Lukman Arif said, until Sunday, some 60,000 tickets have been sold. According to the data owned by PT KAI, most tickets are for the end of March schedule and bound for Semarang, Jakarta, Solo, Bandung, and Banyuwangi. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Let them come together. Come on.